This is a story of cops doing what cops are supposed to do. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Good cops, difficult as it is, are supposed to turn in bad cops. Seattle Police Chief John Diaz says that is exactly what his officers did with Patrolman Richard Nelson.
They had some concerns about Officer Nelson's handling of drug evidence.
So the brass decided to conduct what's called an integrity test. Have an informant turn in some cocaine, see what Officer Nelson would do with it. And sadly, he kept the drugs. So Officer Nelson was arrested and booked into jail. They took his badge, they took his gun, then released him without bail, and a commander drove him home. A few hours later, Officer Nelson went to a popular hiking trail near his home and shot himself. Colleagues are in shock.
Despite what actions this officer took, he was a friend to many.
No one knows exactly what went through Officer Nelson's mind, but certainly he knew that his career was over. He knew that as somebody who had sent others to jail for drug crimes, there would be no slack for him. But this is our war on drugs, isn't it? This is how we try to stop drugs from ruining lives, by ruining more lives. Some colleagues of Officer Nelson want to know why the department couldn't just take him aside, give him some help instead of setting him up to be arrested. Because that would be a double standard, wouldn't it? If the cops discovered that you were hoarding illegal drugs, they'd launch a sting and lock you up. That's what we, through our laws, have told them to do. End drug abuse by arresting people. We have criminalized human frailty, and sometimes it means we devour our own. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.